DHANTs are trained to do cleanings, fillings, simple extractions, and provide dental education to the community that they serve. Since the program started in Alaska, DHANTs have expanded to cover more than 40,000 Alaska Native people in over 80 rural villages. Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium DHANT Educational Program Director Mary Willard says although anyone can apply, the requirements are strict. Have a GED or diploma, be at least 18 years old, and be sponsored by a tribal group.
So the student would come to the program, and it's a two-year-long program. During that time, the sponsor would pay for their tuition and some living expenses. So the students that come here, they have housing and a small living stipend supplied for them. Their books and tuition is all covered.
Willard says whatever the tribe doesn't pay for is taken care of by grants ANTHC receives. Training for DHATs lasts for 2 years and requires that the student go to Anchorage or Bethel. Samantha Brown is among the most recent graduates in the DHAT program. She was sponsored by the Manilik Association and has a contract with them for 4 years.
I wasn't sure that I had such an interest in dentistry. As soon as I had gotten pregnant with my daughter, I knew I needed to just get anything, and my sister had given me an application for the opening for the dental assistant. I was accepted with that, and then not too long after being hired, I found out that I really liked it and really enjoyed it.
Brown says when she first heard about the program, her daughter was just a couple months old. She says her daughter was the inspiration for finishing the program.
My daughter, she just turned 3 in December, and most kids her age don't have their four front teeth. I'm lucky to have the knowledge about the teeth, about the baby teeth that I have. I'm just really proud of that, and I haven't gone back to Kotze yet looking to change how people think about the baby teeth, and they play a big role in how the permanent teeth come in.
Willard says the DHANT program is incredibly important because it's difficult for rural Alaska to get dentists and physicians to open practices in the villages. She says children in rural Alaska are 2.5 times more likely to have tooth decay than those in cities.
They've gotten an education and come back to the community to provide care to their own people.
This year, ANTHC saw 5 dental therapists graduate. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.